Sports Inquirer here at Jessica Forspring, sophomore sand volleyball player for Georgia State. How has the season gone overall for the Panthers?
I think our season has gone really well. So far, our record right now is 18-1 with duels, and that's really incredible, especially saying that this is our third year with the team. So just coming from our first year to the third year, we've made some great strides, and we're looking really good this year. The depth in our team is ridiculous. Like, everybody is so evenly matched. So when we play teams, it's like they're playing just such a high-level volleyball against everybody, so it's great.
And with sand volleyball, you play in groups of two. You've had some good partners this year. Discuss who you've played with this year and how you've been able to do so well with them.
So far this season, first I played with Nina, and then I played with Alexis Townsend for just a few matches. It's really great to play with Nina. She plays kind of a different type of volleyball than the American style. So that's really been great to experience and have to adjust to. But honestly, when you're a blocker and having to set most of the time, it just improves your setting so much. So it's been great practice for me, for sure, to practice.
How does that process work? Do you meet the player that you're going to be teamed with, or does the coach handle that? How does that process happen of you choosing a partner, or is a partner just assigned to you?
So our coach, Beth, is pretty smart lady. We honestly don't even know our partners until pretty close up to our first competition. She does this so that in the season, if we have to make a last-minute adjustment, every single person on our team can play with anybody else. So that's the main reason why we don't practice with one partner for, months on end. And I think it's really great, too, so that you don't get tired of just one person. You play with the whole team pretty much. And so the coaches will ask you who you want to play with, who's your number one choice, number two, and who you feel comfortable with. And they take that into consideration. And there's many other factors that go into it, but ultimately it's the coach's decision, but they're usually right, so.
Teams in line to qualify for nationals, which would be the first time in program history. What would that mean for the program to make that a landmark, and how does that show just the growth of the program in its third year of existence?
I think going to nationals would just be amazing, and we're so close, honestly. I think going to nationals would just bring such huge awareness to Georgia State as an athletic community and just as a college campus. The success of our basketball team definitely brought a lot of
there's more interest into the program.
Yeah, I can't think of what's the good word.
Famous.
Yeah, brought notice. Yeah, a lot of people started noticing Georgia State once our basketball team made it to the second round of the NCAA championships. And so I think if our sand volleyball team made it to another national tournament, that would just bring even more awareness to who we are and that we're a really great program, that we're picking up pace and we're going to go big places. So
I was here a few weeks ago when you hosted your weekend tournament, noticed a big crowd and a lot of participation from the fans and everything like that. Have you seen the growth of sand volleyball? You're from the Southeast, and we'll get to that a little bit later. Have you just noticed the growth of sand volleyball in this part of the country?
I have definitely noticed a huge growth. When I was being recruited for sand volleyball, so many friends of mine were like, sand volleyball, like, what is that? Is that even like a, collegiate sport? And now so many youth are starting sand volleyball when they're like, 11 and 12, and that's just amazing to see that just in a few short years, how much sand volleyball has gained attention and just a lot of growth, especially from the youth up. So it's just been great to see.
What was your background in sand volleyball prior to Georgia State? Did you play in high school or even before that?
I played indoor since middle school. And then when I got into high school, my club had, I wouldn't call it a sand program because it wasn't strictly sand. We just played in the sand so that the idea was if you could move in the sand, you could move on the court much easier. So that's how I started. And I just did it for fun to get better at indoor. But then my junior year of indoor was not as I expected. It didn't go really well. And so I looked to sand. I always loved being outdoors, and it was just like a perfect fit for me. So I started training more in the sand. I played year-round sand club for the first time my senior year, and that was after I got recruited. But honestly, it was just a leap of faith for me personally to switch to sand over indoor. So.
And lastly, how did you end up here in Atlanta and at Georgia State?
There were a lot of colleges I was looking at in sand, and most of them were miles and miles away from my home, and I'm a big family person, so it was an easier choice for me to pick Georgia State because it was closer to my home and I could come home on the weekends if I really needed to. But also the biggest reason, you can ask any player on our team, the number one reason why they came to Georgia State, and it's because of our coach, Beth Van Fleet. She's a phenomenal person. She played on the AVP tour, so her knowledge and background in sand volleyball is just so great. And she's just a great person. Not as she's an amazing coach, but she's a great person. She's like a mother to everybody who doesn't have parents that are close like me. So it's just been incredible to have her as a coach for 2 years.